Dave Bailey is one of the long-term unemployed, and for him, like 15 million other jobless Americans, Christmas is no longer a season of spending and joy, but instead a time to figure out how to survive with no money coming in.
I've got applications out there and just the phone's not ringing.
The newly released figures show that unemployment shot up in November to 9.8% compared to 9.6% in October. That's 19 months of unemployment over 9% in the United States, the longest period of unemployment at the highest rate since the end of World War II. Economists were surprised, having predicted 150,000 would be hired in November when in fact only 50,000 got employment, as the number of those losing jobs continued to climb, even with seasonal hiring for the holidays.
It was a big step back. It's just not enough to start bringing the unemployment rate down. It was a big disappointment.
The November job cuts were across the board in construction, factories, retail, and service industries. 40% of the unemployed have now been out of work for more than 6 months, and 2 million face an end to their jobless benefits this month unless Congress reverses course after twice rejecting an extension.
I've been out of job for 2 years. I can't do anything, really. I got to sit home and call and look for jobs, and I just save enough money for getting enough gas for the next interview.
We need to extend unemployment insurance benefits.
The Obama administration is in intense negotiations now to persuade congressional Republicans to restore jobless benefits in exchange for allowing Bush-era tax cuts for the rich to continue. But Republican leaders say no deal unless Obama cuts government spending enough to cover the cost of paying billions of dollars more for benefits for the chronically unemployed.
If Congress doesn't reinstate benefits, 2 million workers will lose those benefits prematurely by the end of the year. And then if they continue to not continue the extensions, another 5 million workers will lose those benefits next year. So it has a real impact. It's going to have a real effect on 7 million families.
The disappointing jobless figures weakened the U.S. dollar against other currencies, and stocks on Wall Street fell as hopes were dashed that an economic recovery, as the U.S. administration keeps promising, is right around the corner. Mike Kellerman, Press TV, Washington.